What's going on, y'all? It's your boy, the 1C12 with AITC Productions, and welcome to 2023. I just wanted to kind of bring it out. I haven't been on the podcast for a while, but I definitely want to bring a special guest to the stage. Ooh. One of my good friends. We call her Peppermint Patty because she's spicy in every way. Miss Patty, I love her so much. She is fantastic. She's phenomenal. Let's just say that. I can't get enough of Miss Patty, but I'm going to go ahead. We're going to jump back into it, get it done, doing what we need to do. Miss Patty, let me ask you a question, dear. When it comes to it, I want to get your outtake on just life in general. I know me and you have discussed in the past, and we also discussed recently about certain things, you know,
when it comes to... That's a big subject.
It is. But, like, for example, we were talking about when it comes to the same gender and people who identify themselves as they, them,
he, her, them,
whatever.
She, he, yeah.
And that's one thing that I love, because I know for a fact, back in the day, like we was talking about, like, you get chastised for that stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm 55.
Yeah. But you don't look it.
But back in the day, right? So, I didn't have that choice.
But you was feisty back in the day. You was proud of you something else. You know that?
I was. I'm not gonna lie. I never lost a fight. I was the smallest person in my class, in my family. I was 76 pounds in the 7th grade. So, yeah.
Not gonna lie, Miss Patty.
I would have been chastised. Now,
if I was back in the day.
One of my first crushes. It was this. So, okay, when you're in elementary school, right, you got a crush. How do you...
Nowadays, you don't even know, I mean...
Right. But how do you know you like, or how do you, they know you like them?
Unless you go tell them. There's that note. You remember that note back in the day?
Not in my day, no.
Mine was the note, like, do you like me, no or yes? And yes. You had to circle it.
Okay, so, he was in my class. Mm-hmm. And he rejected me. I beat the shit out of him with a badminton racket. Wait, and his twin sisters came after me in the next grade up. I was 76 pounds.
Let me guess. You beat them too, huh?
He was black. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh,
them two
snap.
Girls were like this tall.
So like
no,
Venus
of course
Serena.
I was this tall, so they were this tall.
Venus and Serena Williams, huh?
You know, because he hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
First, he turned me on like he liked me, right? Not turned me on. You know what I mean?
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
But I get.
Hard.
But like, okay, you remember how
it would have never worked out? Well, now I grew up in Minnesota, right?
Now I don't know if it would have worked out. Now that you said that,
Minneapolis. No, it would have, because one of my other really great friends down the block, her family, her dad was a cop, and he was white.
I was gonna call
and
her Jenny
on the
block.
And his mom was black.
Hmm.
That in the 70s. In the 70s.
Well, I wasn't going to mess with the dude anyway because he was a cop.
Right, bam, yeah. Well, he wasn't all that great. Now, her mom was awesome. I loved her mom. Way better than my own, but, yeah. But, you know how cops are, right? Oh, definitely. I don't want to say that.
All I know is,
back
Patty,
in the 70s we're talking about.
When it comes to certain issues and things, yes. You have your opinion just like I have mine. Everybody in this world have their opinion. There is no wrong opinion.
Yeah.
People may
experience.
Assume. When it comes, yes, experience. When it comes to their opinion, that leads to the experience that they've experienced. So,
yeah. Or maybe their experiences lead to their opinions.
I can assume, yes. I like that better. Because you really can't make a judgment if you haven't been through it.
Right. And by the way, I never experienced... What is it called when somebody, this is horrible. When somebody judges you for what you look like?
Stereotyping.
Or stereotyping, racism, whatever. I'm going through the grocery store.
But there's a lot of stereotypical people, though, out there.
There is. And I didn't, not up north. Not as bad.
It ain't
as bad.
Everybody named Mama is part of North. If you're part of North, you're part of one culture.
I'm telling you. I'm walking through Walmart, right? And this girl in front of me got the cutest little baby. And the little baby's like, big old deep dimples, like holes, right? And I'm like, hi. And the mom turns around and looks at me and she's like, they go off, right? So I go around the next aisle and there she is. And there's this fucking crackhead. I mean, you could tell. She ain't got no teeth. She's all fucked up. She's nasty and dirty. And she's goody, goody, goo on the little girl's cheek. And the mom was letting her. I couldn't even say hi to her. It was a black lady and a black baby. It is. I've never experienced that before in my life. When
Trust
I dated
me,
my neighbor.
There is a lot of hate when it comes to the black
women.
And black crime.
Women.
Well, when it comes to women, you know better than I do, but when it comes to black on black crime, just as well as any type of crime, whether it's white on white, whether it's Asian on Asian, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the whole world is mixed up in a big pot of wow, what
well,
the fuck?
That's what I said earlier, right?
Yeah.
Whatever group you're in, religion, race, nationality, whatever it is,
yeah.
Right? That you have those some that fuck up and fuck it up. I'm a woman, a white woman, and we got them fucking psycho bitches out there that mess it up for me. So, you know, I'm walking down the street. Hey, how are you? Well, that's a fucking woman. She's friendly. She's a bitch. She's a cunt. She's crazy. Look at her. She's got red hair. She's crazy, right? Come on, we know.
I mean, when it comes to that, I wouldn't know because I don't judge people like that.
I don't either, but you get judged. Tell me you have never been judged as a black man.
Shit, that's a given. That's a given.
Real.
That's a given. Like, there's the fact that I'm with who I'm with, and that the fact that we got kids. People, I'm pretty sure they look, but doesn't bother me, no.
I think it's awesome.
The reason why it doesn't bother me is because if I pay attention to them things, then I know for a fact I will bring them things to their
but
attention.
But sometimes you can't help it. As a redhead, I've been judged as a crazy bitch.
But it goes for everybody. Like you said, it's got to be that select
everybody.
Of people.
Absolutely.
Who judge those select of group of people.
But why do they? What's the point? What's the point?
It could be for their own amusement, or it could be for anything personal.
A human being should be judged by who they are. Not the color of their hair, or skin, or religion, or anything else.
Yeah.
Or their sexual preference or genitalia.
Yeah.
And actually, I would make a great cross-dresser.
You crack me up.
Wouldn't I though?
If you was a dude.
Well.
Unless you want to cross-dress as a dude.
No. I want to cross-dress as a woman.
You crack me up on this one.
But wouldn't I? I mean, I could put some deep makeup on and, well, my eyebrows are tattooed, so I couldn't, like,
you crack
go
me
on.
Up. I'm not getting that. Because that's going to kill me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
If it killed you, it would have done killed me. I'd drink about 200 bottles of it.
You're the only person I know who goes to 100.
One. Just
one. Just one.
And then the
just
rest,
one.
You can go back to heaven.
No,
stuff.
I can't do that either because you know who I got to pick up later.
Who? Oh. I did not. I forgot. Sorry.
You cracked me up, Miss Patty.
I did forget.
But when it comes to it, Miss Patty, I mean, you're right. To me, I've experienced a lot of things in the past. And I mean, it's been, majority of it in my eyes has been good. And of course you do have
And
those,
that's awesome.
You
You're a lucky one,
down.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't consider myself lucky, but you know, when it comes to that, there's a certain word that I use for it, but that's just my preference though. Like,
and I cannot even pretend to understand.
All I know is that I come across friends and coworkers like you. It's completely different because it's very rare.
Yeah.
You have some coworkers who, and I'm not saying this for any coworker, I'm just saying in general. Like you have some coworkers who will befriend you for a certain period of time, and then the next, it will completely change.
Like Keith.
And you're like, well, what happened?
Like Keith. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's messed up. Like you go through and you do a lot of things for that person, or you're just friendly to that person.
And
like
you know
said,
what? I
like,
love my coworkers. I adore them. Shout out to all of them. But I don't. They're not. I don't consider. I consider one my friend, and that's Tom. Tom is awesome. I would, if he ever left the company or I did, I would hope that me and his wife would keep in touch. They actually babysit my dog.
You can,
I love them people.
You can rarely find people like that.
You and Tom, that's it. You, and I've been there 5 years. It's you and Tom's the only people that are, I could consider outside of work, a friend.
And there's very few people that I do too.
Yeah,
you're
too.
Actually the only one.
Really? The whole time?
The reason why I say that is because I put people, if I put people in a friend status, they have a certain amount of time to prove that they're a friend. That means that we actually, you know, it doesn't mean that we have to hang out. But if we went somewhere, if we talked outside of work.
If you called me outside of work and needed me, I would be there.
Or if you called just to chat outside of work, then that will put you in that friend status. But if you have a friend, or if you've been in a certain position to where you lost a friend, if you flip script and you let me know that that is just a coworker and that's all they will be, that's exactly what you would be.
No, I would never think of you. I mean, I would hope you still think of me.
No, it's not that. There's a lot that has to go into being considered a friend, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that. So that's why I keep them in.
There's a trust.
There is. You're right.
And,
but
and coworker, you can trust a coworker to be your coworker and be reliable and help you out with here and here and here. Those coworkers can't help you out in life, right?
Yes. I mean, so, they could if they actually put the effort into doing that.
If you put them in that realm.
If they make themselves a candidate of being put in that room, yeah. Because, okay, for example.
Okay, so even if they do, sometimes I don't.
I do the same thing, trust
me. Yeah.
But there's got to be more. Like, there's got to be a little bit more than that. It's just not that easy to be considered.
I mean, I'll help some of my coworkers outside of work, but would I consider them? I'm not a funeral person. There's only a few people I would actually go and pay my last respects because I respected them in life. Right?
But that makes perfect sense, though.
I don't respect... I mean, it's not that I don't respect them, but not enough to go and be a part of that kind of a... Matter of fact, I don't want... There's a few people that I will actually nix from my going away party, is what I call it. I'm having a party! And if you don't spike the punch, you're not a true friend.
Shit. That's all I can say.
And I went nuts and dinner mints all over the tables everywhere, right? Nuts because if you're family, you're nuts. Dinner mints because if you're friends, you're cool.
You cracked me on this one.
And then everybody better put their favorite liquor in that fucking punch. And party! There's a 16x20 photo of me 30 years ago when I was cute. And
I'm done with you. You already planned this all out.
I did. You know I did, dude.
Yes, ma'am.
I've already got money in savings account that's going to pay for that shit, too.
Yes, ma'am. Question. Let me ask you. What is your favorite TV show?
Emily in Paris. Oh, so I'm old, but I like new shit, right? So.
That is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God. 30-something. Way before your time. You're barely 30-something now. But I watched it when I was, like, before 20. And so I was like, I don't like it. But now, 30-something. Awesome. Grey's Anatomy. You like Grey's Anatomy?
I know me some Grey's.
Yep.
They be cracking me up.
You never saw Emily in Paris?
I've never seen
it. Oh, no. Tell your wife to watch it. Not
she
kidding.
Would. She would actually watch it, to be honest with you.
It is fucking awesome.
She
it is cool.
It. She would actually watch it. You know, the funny thing about that is me, I'm more of a rounded type
Star
of guy.
Star Wars, I see. Sure.
Oh, of course, I love Star Wars. That's my top. But I'm more of, you know, I like shows.
Are you
that...
a rom-com?
No.
Oh, I am. I watch rom-com all day. I'm not even... Oh, or, you know, Killer Inside, blah, blah, you know, because I don't want to be killed. Hey, that's why I live in an RV. You can't break into this, bitch. you kick that door in, you're going to break your leg by the time the cops get here.
Yeah. All I know is when it comes to certain things, Miss Patty, I'm more of a, I like some weird stuff. Like, I like Boondocks.
I like weird people.
I'm weird.
I know, that's why I like you.
I love me some Boondocks. Like,
what is that?
That's
a race show?
No, it's far from that. But what that is it's a type of, it's a cartoon. But it's a cartoon that, Boondocks. Boondocks is actually a
kinda
cartoon.
Kind of like the Hill thing?
No. Oh. Not like that. It's different. It brings out, the person who wanted to make that cartoon knew exactly what he was doing. He knew that he wanted to make a cartoon that brings out certain people and organizations. That's the way it is. So, it's kind of like The Simpsons when you think about it. Unique way of bringing out certain things that actually happen. So it's more of...
Oh, see, it's a joke about society. And I fucking love that. Because if you can't joke and laugh about it, you're going to cry about it and kill yourself.
Or if not, you're not going to enjoy your time at all.
Right. And we got how much time on this earth?
And me, I definitely agree with you when it comes to... When it comes to just living life, basically.
Living life. That's what it's about. I fucking love life. Love my children. Love my grandchildren. I love my job, but... And a few people.
I can definitely say I love my job. There's a lot of things that actually happened. Of course, you know, to get up to this point, I wouldn't change it for nothing. Because where I'm at now, and the thing you know...
I'm not unhappy with my job, but love it.
I love it. I love the people that I hate. I love the people that I help. Like, such as yourself, of course, another coworker, Juan.
Yeah.
You know, other people as well. Like, everybody at the refinery.
Well, I'm sending him that link, by the way. Juan Yane, shout out.
That's my dude.
I call him, because he goes by Johnny, right?
He goes by who?
Johnny.
I don't know that.
Johnny Yane. That's what I call him.
I don't know him going by no Johnny. I just...
Well, in his
that's
signature.
My dude. Hey, Juan. Juan. That's my dude, Juan.
Well, he's making me some ceviche. I'm not him. Please, Juan, don't make it. Let your wife make it.
Dang.
But I'm just saying.
I heard some glasses in the back breaking. Dang. But I there's, when it comes to my job, I love my job. I love helping y'all. I love engaging with y'all, making sure that y'all feel comfortable. So
and
if y'all
I love
need
helping
me,
people too, but I don't love my job. I think I'm at a point in my life where I just don't love working anymore. I'm 55.
But
I should be able to retire.
I know where you're coming from, though, because you've already did what you needed to do as far as work.
And I didn't love that either, which was sad, because I took so much time away from my children.
Trust me, I did that in the past, and now look at me. I'm in a better position. I guess it's more...
But now you're not taken away from your kids.
That's
you're
true.
Happy at work. You're happy at home. That is a
but
fucking
if,
amazing.
But if anything gets rough at work, or...
You don't take
say,
it home.
I don't take it home.
Thank you.
Or even in
thank
the
thank you.
Because I leave all that stuff outside.
Absolutely.
So when I step outside
that
door...
It deserve to be... It does not deserve to have your energy in your house. Your kids deserve your energy. Your wife deserves your energy. That shit at work, fuck it.
A lot of people don't realize that.
You're right. You're
and
right.
It's sad because you take all that chaos and animosity with you home just to literally break up your home.
And that's so sad.
It is.
That almost makes my heart hurt because you're right. Like, probably more than 50% of people are like that.
That's a shame.
It is. And unfortunately, I was that 50% while my children were growing up. My baby, my infant baby, Kelsey, is now 31. That's sad. I gave all that time up with her as she was coming up.
Yeah, but you can't keep beating yourself.
Or a career.
My mom did the same thing. She went to school. She worked three jobs. So when it came to, people don't understand now that back then you had to work even harder as a female than you do now.
absolutely did.
Because you had to bust your butt.
I did want to make a name of myself for myself. And I didn't realize until my husband passed away that that was not the most important thing in life. And at that point when he passed away, my kids all left. I mean, I was alone. I didn't realize that until it was too late.
But you still keep in contact with your kids, though.
Oh, yeah. We're going to the movies next Saturday.
And on top of that, you have grandkids?
Yeah, okay. 8 of them.
So when it comes to the grandbabies that you have, I mean, you have established a relationship with them as well.
Absolutely.
So to tell you the truth, Miss Patty, and this is coming from me being a child of a woman who did the same exact thing. Everything that you've taught us, and this is coming from an actual child himself, everything that you actually taught us, you don't understand how important it is to us.
My kids are awesome. They are freaking awesome.
I wouldn't doubt them, Miss Patty. Look at who you are. Well, look at what you've become. Even though you think that would have taken away, it's not.
I think it took away from the relationship.
I don't think so. Because are you closer to your kids than you were back then?
We were close when we were all together.
So,
but we're still close. You know, so, they have their own families. They do their own thing. And
of course they do their own thing. But
Christmas Eve, I get to sleep at my youngest daughter's house and wake up and have Christmas with my grandbabies.
The last few years, the reason why I say that is because if you didn't have the close relationship that you have with them now, I know you probably wish that it was back in the day that close, but the fact that you have it now, they trust you enough to build that relationship even closer so you can be around their kids and their spouse.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Miss Patty.
I love my son-in-law. I only have one.
When it comes to it, you don't understand how important you mean to your kids.
Yeah.
Real talk. Because my mom...
I hope so.
Growing up... No, I'm serious. Growing up, because think about it.
I'm a very independent person. I know this,
but at the same time, but they still find time to come see you, though.
I see them, yes.
Exactly. Absolutely. The reason why I say that is, if the relationship has gotten worse or changed to where it was neutral, you probably would barely hear from them.
Yeah, I don't what is it called? Interject. I don't like. So they're going on family vacation or whatever, you know, hey, you have a great time, I'll see when you get back.
They do them.
And I love that about that. They have their own life, but I just don't know that they'll ever miss me if I'm gone. You know what I mean?
Never know. Yeah. That's kind of like a question that only a mother cannot answer.
Yep.
The reason why is because kids have their own mind frame, whether things have changed or not. I actually know a close friend of mine that her mother was on that whole different level of mother. Let's just say that. I mean, a whole different level.
Oh, I don't miss my mother.
Trust me. When it comes to that, and I feel you on that as far as that, because there's several people I've talked to that don't give two rats for their mother, period. But what I'm saying is when it comes to the relationship, even if it was disrespect, nowadays, they still have respect for their mother.
I don't, but yes.
I'm talking about as far as my millennium.
Exactly.
Because
I do believe that. Because my mother came from, she was born in 1940, okay? Well, for anybody listening to that, that's like fucking 200 years ago, but... So she came up in a hard time, right? So 1930s, the end of the war, and what do they call that? Not the end of the war, but whatever. Anyway, her mother was working. My grandfather was a drunk. I loved my grandpa. I don't care if he drank fucking to death. He died at 100 years old, by the way. 98. He was 98 years old.
Nice. So he got to live out. He got to fulfill.
Yes. She was 88. So, my grandma, but she was a bitch. She was a fucking Portuguese bitch. She'd smack me on the top of the head, you know, and she raised my mother that way. So my mother, the only way she knew love was through abuse.
Yeah, my mom, she's different. That lady is
lovable.
Else.
She's got to be lovable the way you are.
Well, the way she was raised was at a, it was really hard.
Yeah.
Because
probably back, like me.
Back then.
How old is your mom?
Let's just say my mom is in her 60s, mid 60s.
Okay.
But just when it
We're
comes
close.
To it, yeah. But when it comes to it, mom had a hard upbringing as well.
Yeah.
And me, I'm not. She taught me the
She's
complete
seen a
opposite.
A lot of things being she born has. In the 60s.
She seen and experienced the complete opposite of what she gave us. Because I have a brother and a sister.
Which she's amazing. That's amazing.
And she said, and then I quote, that I want to give my kids the life that I never had.
Dude, no color, right? Because that's exactly what I said.
And then
I
she took it to
did
that
not
point.
Want my kids to experience the shit that I
Went
experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's why I give full, like, anytime my mom needs me to do something, I'm there. My brother, he's more there than I am because he doesn't have kids just yet.
I don't have
yet.
Any sons.
So.
I only have one son-in-law. But
I have.
He's there for me. He is.
And that's perfect.
He's cool. He is. George, you are amazing.
And that's one thing I can say is when you have family, your family don't forget about you.
No.
And I've come to find out through multiple people that you don't forget about your family, no hard, no matter how hard they've treated you.
Blood or not family. Okay, let's do that, right? Because
you know my saying about that. When it comes to blood, they are related by blood. They're not family.
Bam.
But
dude,
when it comes to
bam.
Family, like, you know, my boy Daniel.
Yes.
He is my best friend.
Okay.
I've known him for quite some time.
And you'd be there for him no matter what, right?
Anytime he needs me, I'm there. If I can't be there,
that
I'll
let is
him know.
Family. You, people say, you can't choose family, you're related by blood. Bullshit. You know what? I have denounced most of my family. I have one sister, Shelly. Shout out. And my kids. All four of them, even though two of them don't talk to me. All
I,
four of my
I
kids.
I love my sister and my brother. My brother is the relationship that our mom in bestowed in us is. If we got into an argument or anything,
make up.
We had to make up. We had to hug it out.
That's what
we had to hug it out. Even though we was mad, we probably was. I'm not gonna lie, we probably was pissed to the bone. But
I'm not gonna lie.
We had to
my
hug.
My oldest daughter took a pair of scissors after her younger sister at home. Nah, the only way you're gonna make up, you motherfuckers, kiss and hug.
Yeah.
That was my rule. Kiss and hug.
My mom, she always tells, well, you know, she always made us apologize, and then we had to hug it out. And it was like the worst thing in the world.
I heard was
the worst,
by the
best
way.
Thing in
you
the world.
Pull their hair while you're hugging them, right?
When it comes to certain things, I'm pretty sure my family wanted to fight and punch each other in the face.
Absolutely.
Or if not, they didn't want to talk. Me, I was more of, I didn't want to talk to you. I didn't want to talk. But mom made us talk. And
that's,
for that,
you learned your communication skills from
and
that.
And I actually made it to the best thing in the world because I teach my kids that.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to my sister and my brother,
don't think they don't want to punch each other in the face.
They're like the best thing in the world. Like, I wouldn't trade my
really?
Brother. I'm dead serious. I wouldn't trade my brother or my sister for anything. And the reason why is because of the way they are, the way that they've been, the things that they've actually been through. I know we all experience different things in life, but for someone who I truly care about, know that I got their back.
I have a matching one of those for my sister. Look at that. I just got that
fantastic.
The other day.
And that's gorgeous.
See, the,
I love it.
Look inside the inscription. Isn't that cool?
She's always sisters, forever friends.
Yes.
I like that.
And I have one for her.
But see, that's the type of
And mom. By the way, she's 60. No, she's not 60 yet. Sorry. She's 59. And I'm 55. And we still
let's do y'all thing. Yeah. Nothing wrong with
she's
that.
In Minnesota. I'm in Oklahoma.
I give you a lot of credit for being distant. I just gotta do that.
It's hard. It's tough. I miss her hugs and stuff a lot,
yeah.
But every vacation, I'm up there.
that's one thing that I couldn't bear with my sister and brother. Like, I've been away from my brother for a little bit because he's been in other states pursuing his career.
Here's the sad part. Family, my family above is up there. My roots, my children and grandchildren are here.
Okay, that's hard.
Bam.
That's a hard decision. That's, but I can see where you're coming from as hard. Far as that.
Absolutely.
Because they know that you're always going to be there. When it comes to your grandbabies, they need to know and see.
Grandma, yes. Yep.
That's the best part about it.
I love going to my daughter's house and my youngest grandbaby runs up to me. Gram! So she calls me Gram. Oh, and by the way, my dog, Tifa, she's named after one of my granddaughters. Well, her name is Sophia. But when her youngest sister was born, she couldn't say Sophia. She called her Fifa. And so when I got the puppy, I'm like,
with my sister.
What should I name her?
Because my sister couldn't say brother, so she called me Bobo.
Bobo.
She still called me that. That's my girl. She understands.
Well,
and then we had nicknames, like my brother and my cousin.
Nice.
My brother and my cousins back in the day. Call me Kip. I don't know why. I have no clue why. Then I made the nickname for my brother, which is Stevie.
Stevie? Like,
yeah, because his name is Steven.
Ah.
So, and of course,
you probably couldn't say it.
And I could because I'm the oldest.
Oh.
But I came up with a name because he came up with a nickname, and so I came up with a name. And then of course my sister came up with a name, and I came up with a nickname.
And nicknames are really names of love, right?
Basically, yeah. Like when it comes to my sister, I call her Sissy. Because that's my sister.
When I text my sister, I call her Sissy too.
Like, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of my brother. I'm definitely proud of my mama because my mama's been through a lot, and this lady is still doing her thing. She don't understand how many blessings this
in her
60s.
Yes. It's amazing.
She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot physically.
I'm not so sure if I want to be here in my 60s.
My
mom, you know what I mean?
I guess, well, it all depends on how you feel, because...
Healthy. And
well, I would say, not only that, it's more of a drive, it's more of a determination, because if you're not feeling up the part, but you do have grandkids, or you have kids that you want to see...
I do want to see them.
Then it's like, you rather be here for them, even if you are in pain, or even if you are in a kind of state.
True.
But
that
it all depends. It all depends, because everybody's different.
No, that is true, though. The grandkids... So, me and my granddaughter, I'm not going to lie to you, this girl is 10 years old. For one of her Christmas presents, you know what she asked for? A shopping trip with grandma.
That's weird.
Right?
You can't get past that.
You can't.
I mean, you know, you got some of the people, oh, man.
10 years old. So, we go to Woodland Hills Mall here in Tulsa. And, the first place we stopped was some shop, and she tried on some jeans, and she's like, $49.99, Grandma, I'm not spending half of my money, because I gave her a $100 gift card, right? $50 was too much. So she has already a concept of money. And so, I mean, we just, it was so fucking amazing. We shopped, we hung out. Halfway through the mall, she's like, I've been to the mall, Grandma, but I've never been in every shop.
The mall is exhausting.
And then we went and got her toes done. She got her nails done. And then at the end of the day, you know what she said to me? Grandma, that was just one of my Christmas presents. The other one is, I want to spend the day with you just hanging out and having grandma popcorn. They call it grandma popcorn because I melt the whole stick of butter and pour it on there.
Forget about the theater popcorn.
Grandma popcorn in a movie.
We're going to go with G-Mom popcorn.
Grandma popcorn, yep. Oh, and the other one, her sister calls me Glamour. Glamour.
Still working it.
Because I
am
a glamour grandma.
One thing, I'm still working on that with my son, because he's the youngest. He's not even two yet. So I'm still working on it, you know, when it comes to grandma.
Yeah.
Now, my second youngest, which is the baby girl, that girl is something
How
else.
How old is she?
She's four.
You're she by is. Some babies.
No, I got a gap. That's the difference. Because
two,
the jump.
4.
13 and 15. I told you it's a gap. Because I wanted two kids. I wanted two girls. And then, of course, my wife wanted, we just let it down the line because we were trying to, you know, kind of figure out what we were going to do. She said she wanted a son. I was like, all right.
Oh, back. So the two oldest are girls?
Yeah, two oldest are girls.
Oh, dude. You know what?
And I'm proud, I'm proud of my girls.
Wait a minute. You lucked out.
I'm very proud of my girls.
When I met my husband, he had a daughter, and I had three. And we decided we were going to try for one more. You know what he said? Fuck that. Kotex has enough money. I am not trying again. It's going to be another girl.
When it comes to my girl...
of my grandchildren are girl but one.
See, when it comes to my queen, my wife, my love, my best friend, I kid you not, I like that compromise between her, between us, because we actually talk about everything. And on top of that, we joke and play with each other. Like, we just kind of kidding around.
Very
we
hard to find that.
And that's one reason why I told her that, Lord forbid, if anything was to happen, something happened to us, I said I would never get remarried or even date again.
Yeah.
See, you can't find the same, you can't find the person that you're with.
I get that, because my husband passed away 15 years ago.
See, I told her, I said,
that's hard.
Couldn't do it. That's not only
very hard.
It is very hard.
It is.
And even the thought process of it is very hard. I would say it's hard, but I wouldn't say it's very hard.
After a few years, you do kind of feel like you're alone, and then you just figure life with people like you.
Would have never thought.
Yeah, no. I mean, friends, right? Real deep feeling friends. I hate fake people. Them motherfuckers need to fly to another planet.
And that's the reason why I don't have friends.
Bam! Me too!
Don't have friends.
Me too!
And of course, I'm a big car and gearhead. When it comes to cars and stuff like that, you know, a lot of people hate the whole Fast and Furious franchise. But the very two beginnings of it, when Don said he don't have friends, he had family, I literally shedded tears on that because it's the truth.
It is. Absolutely.
It's the truth.
You pick and choose. You can pick and choose your friends, right? Can't pick and choose your family. Bullshit. That's not true. I've written off several of my family. But pick and choose your friends. Honestly, I think they pick and choose me. I do.
I like the concept.
I'm so introverted that, which doesn't you matter. Wouldn't think so. I'm introverted. But
I'm sure in the hell wouldn't.
But, oh, and by the way, Jeff, what's his name? Marlo? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm introverted, so, you know, I mean, if he wanted to date me or whatever. But anyway,
Miss Betty is something else. I love me some Jeff, though. That dude is,
he is awesome. That He's dude pretty is cool. fantastic. I would definitely date him.
I would. I'm one of them type of guys that I don't go about what everybody else says. So, for example, if somebody doesn't like a certain individual, that don't mean I don't have to like
them. Absolutely. You pick your own, you view it on your own experience. That's me too, right? So people come in, they're like, oh, there's this person, that, and I'm like, okay, yeah, okay.
Well,
now, that's not to say I don't keep that in the back of my mind.
Of course. To consider
absolutely.
That just to kind of be on your toes. Let me be aware.
If somebody came and told me, oh, CW, he's an asshole. He fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, I get that. But the way you treat me is how I'm going to treat you. I don't give a shit what ABC says. CW to me is a whole different person. Maybe you're the asshole.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people they can pick their potion or their poison. The reason why I say potion or poison, because potion, of course, in the fairy tales, has always been a good
perfume,
thing.
Perfume, yes, absolutely.
And then if you have a poison you go ahead and click it. You crack me up. You're the only person I know who could down a whole bunch of 100 proof vodka and still be doing and being able to function. I ain't gonna even remember. I am never gonna forget the first time I came to help you out. Clean detail your car. man, five of those, and she gave me a double shot.
No, don't be a pussy. That's one shot. Come on.
No, I'm saying back then, double shot, you gave me 100 proof.
One.
No, no, no. You gave me a total of five glasses of those. If you do double shots, how
okay,
many of those?
Dude, you're like 6'10". I'm like 5 foot. Yeah, that's one
and
you
for still you can actually,
and three for me.
And you can still function better than I can with that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I'm like, man, every time I go see Miss Buddy, I got to make sure I got some food, some bread, what? Some something.
I'll feed you. I'll feed you.
I no, I got to make sure that once I get out of here, that I don't come up to me like, dang.
Oh, mama loves it. You know
drive
mama it loves it, right?
She be cracking up.
What's your wife's name?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. I'm sending home a present for you.
She is. It's pretty right. Nice. But when it came to that day, I'm sitting there driving, and my wife was like...
I'm like your grandma. Come on.
She turned around, and she said, let me ask you a question. I was like, what?
She you said, feeling good?
She said, are you high?
No, I don't
no,
do
ma'am.
That shit.
No, I don't do that. I was like, no, ma'am, I'm not.
Not that I disrespect anybody that does, if they need to. Yeah, absolutely. I fucking love people that do it. It just makes me nauseous. I can't.
But there are certain people that can do certain things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have no... I don't judge anybody for
no
anything.
Let them do their own thing. Mm-hmm. To each of their own is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I do love that saying. I do too.
Because it's like saying, hey, I love you for who you are, but to each of their own.
Yes, right. Don't make me be you. And I won't make you be me. Mm-hmm. I am not going to put you in a box and make you be the square that I am. I'm not quite the square,
oh,
am I?
Yes, no.
I'm probably an octagon, right? Octagon?
No, circle. You are well-rounded, so we're going to say a circle. Okay. Like, right. Well, nobody can grasp.
I was born in the 60s.
So. Nobody can grasp the patty like Miss Patty.
The Miss Peppermint Patty that
I'm
I
serious.
Am, right?
Yes. Can nobody grasp that? I mean, think about it.
That's why I'm alone.
It's not why you're alone, because you got people, you got family, you got friends.
I'm not relationship-ly.
No, you're very picky in relationships. We talked about that before as well.
And, you know, it's not about the size.
I can see.
It's about... That was so wrong. What did I just say?
You said it's not about the size.
I didn't mean that.
Like, what size are you talking about?
I didn't mean that.
You talking about the it's size about... below or the size in general? Like, the size in general is the person.
It's about the size of the brain.
Damn, I went completely left on that one.
Well,
I was like, dang, Miss Patty talking about the size. I'm like, shoot, how big you on it? I mean,
well,
there's some people out there that
fat. Well, I am 55, so, you know, a few inches is better than two.
I'm done. You cracked me in the face.
Oh, I hope my kids ain't listening to this
it's
part.
It's too late. They probably will be. Because this is actually streaming on Apple, too.
Oh, yeah.
Even on Spotify. So, Apple. And Spotify.
Oh, hello.
But just FYI, I'm gonna ask you one last question. How do you view the body? Like, what is your impact on a body image? And this is talking about everything. I'm talking about as far as
I get you
as a whole.
I get you. Now, I was the vainest fucking bitch. I'm not lying. When I turned 28. I screamed and fought and kicked. I had a boob job, a tummy tuck, a face eyebrow lift. I had everything. Because I don't want to be 30. One day I woke up and I said, fuck it. And I was 40. I fought from 28 to 40.
Dang.
My husband passed away during that time. And I thought looks were everything. I really did. You can ask my kids. Matter of fact, it's not no lie. I had four daughters. You going with me at the grocery store, you put some fucking socks on, or you paint them toenails. You could not leave my house with me if your nail polish was chipped on your toes. Right?
I'm going to say I wouldn't. No, if I walked out of the house with some painted fingernails... finger and then our toes, then somebody must have
you could have went with me if they were all the way painted. If they were chipped, you'd have to put some socks on that shit.
Yeah, there, but
no, I paid for pedicures every month.
Hey,
all four of my girls and me and several other friends. Yeah, it was 100, but that's what we did. That was our thing, right?
Yeah. To each of their own.
Especially while my husband was sick, and so as you can see, my toenails were done. 55 years.
Killing.
Yeah. No, there were certain things. I don't even know. They could wear whatever the color they wanted. Now, when I was younger growing up, I was not allowed to wear red lipstick or red nail polish.
Was there a reason?
Yeah, my grandmother thought that was hoish.
Touche. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah. So, I wasn't allowed to. So, I would, and this is not a lie, I stashed a tube of red lipstick by the stop sign, down in the thing of the stop.
I'm not going to even ask why.
Bus stop. Mm-mm, this bitch had red lips.
I'm done.
No. I was always a fucking rebel. Always. Not legally, but morally, I guess. Or whatever they thought morally was, you know, yeah. 50 years ago. But for me, moral was being true to who I was. Whether I liked a girl or a boy, and there was a few times I had crushes on girls, and I... That was horrific. It was horrific.
Is it because of the fact of what was portrayed back then as far as they were frowned upon?
Yeah. She was my best friend, you know. I thought, oh my god, she's so cool. And I thought, and there was an attraction. And then when I realized that attraction was an attraction, I stepped back. I was like, I can't be friends with her anymore because, you know, I'll be hung. You know, yeah. Right?
Yeah, because people do get chastised back then.
Absolutely. We're talking like 1979?
Yeah, but still around that time.
Right.
Around the time growing up, you have to do what you got to do. And they always considered it as a bad thing. You couldn't
and
do
back then,
things.
You didn't have the freedom to choose.
You really didn't. It would know. It was one way.
You know what? I would love my grandkids. I don't care. I don't care if they love a turtle, a dinosaur, a fucking alligator. I don't care if that's who they want to marry.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Like I said, when it comes to the dinosaur, I'm not going to drive the park for
that. They probably would, but yeah, you never know. That could come back.
As long as they don't come back when I'm here. I ain't got time to be running from no dang T-Rex. That ain't gonna work for me, because... That ain't gonna happen. The reason why is because he's got a big mouth and small hands. That means
like
he's gonna
T-Rex,
chomp
you know
last.
What? Big feet, too.
I'm done.
T-Rex.
I'm done with you. Next thing you know, you're gonna be dropping back a nub. You can't do that, Miss Patty. You can't do that. You can't do that.
T-Rex got some big feet.
I'm done. I am done. I am done. You cracked me up, Miss Patty. Well, Miss Patty, I just wanted to say that it's definitely been a pleasure.
Always.
This is the first podcast that I've done in 2023. Like, I haven't done it in a while, but...
Oh, well, we're going to have Peppermint Patty on again.
We definitely most certainly will. But I'm just glad to be able to be here with you today to, you know, kind of just...
Talk about real shit.
Basically.
Yeah. Point except blank. For T-Rexes. They're not real, but...
We still don't know that.
We don't know.
They got bones and stuff right. That they digged up. I mean... All I know is that if there's a Jurassic Park out there, please stay to yourself. I do not want...
He's got big feet. I'm going right after him.
Not me.
Might I'm be the death of me, but I'll die happy.
I don't know about that, because I could probably run 50 states and still get you. I ain't got time for that mess either. Shit. Got time for that, Miss Patty. But everybody, thank you for joining in. Of course, you know this is your boy, the 1C12 with AITC Productions, and joining me, the lovely Peppermint Patty. And I want to do you farewell. And of course, next time as well.